Good afternoon and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. This episode is going to focus on some breaking news that we have on a sequence and a case out of Montreal. For the latest, we now go to Dr. Henry Nyman.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought we'd do some short updates that are relatively brief and are pretty current. And the development on the sequence released today out of Montreal is likely to be significant. This sequence came out actually before I could find it on the internet, although I didn't look that hard, but it was at worst, it came out at about the same time. The sequence came up, and just the background, that these sequences are put up at a website, GSAD, which has almost 300,000 SARS-CoV-2 sequences now. And variants are showing up all the time. That's why I'm mapping them, because it has the advantage that it gives a lot of detail. It tells you what lab is the initiating lab and which is the submitting lab and, you know, where they're located. And sometimes it'll have the age and gender. They get the collection date. So you get a lot of specifics on the sample, which are usually lacking in media reports. And this one came up this morning. At the time, there were 4 known variant sequences in Canada. 2 were in the Montreal area. 1 was out in British Columbia, and that sequence came out last night. And 1 was in Ottawa. And this one clearly had everything said it was Montreal, that the 2 labs involved were both located in Montreal. It was listed as being in Quebec, which is where Montreal is. And and it was collected on December 15th. So none of that really matched with which was known. And then while trying to figure out why there was the discrepancies, the case was announced. And the announcement is somewhat troubling. That basically they said that this was a contact of someone who had been to the UK, but that the person who had been to the UK was positive for COVID, but was negative for the variant sequence. And 3 contacts in 1 family had been also positive for COVID. And out of those 3, only 1 had the variant sequence. Now, assuming all that is the description of the sequence that just was published, that was from a 49-year-old female. And it was the typical UK variant sequence, which has like 10 changes in the spike gene, including 3 amino acids that are deleted. They have another deletion in the NPS6 gene of 3 amino acids. They have the stop codon. And in the NS8. And so there's a whole bunch of changes that are in a typical variant. And they're all kind of spelled out on the characterization sheet. You don't even have to look at the actual sequence. Everything's listed. And there was nothing unusual about this variant. And that's why it's not really possible to go from a normal sequence to this variant sequence in a couple of days. I mean, it's got a lot of changes. They're all very precise. And the sequence that was released is very exact. It's got all of these common features, which would could conceivably be accumulated over time, but they wouldn't be accumulated at the exact same places, and they wouldn't happen in a couple of days. And so the actual source of the variant sequence is unclear. If it really came from the person that was in the UK, then there's a problem with the assay, because the person that brought the sequence over tested negative, but so did the other two family members. But they tested positive for a normal sequence. Now, the one thing that's kind of concerning about the variant sequence is that it transmits more easily and grows to a higher level. So it's hard to imagine why it would only be detected in one out of the four people that were tested. So it would suggest that this is really community transmission, and that the person in the UK didn't have the variant, and he had a non-variant. He just had regular COVID, and he infected all three family members, or infected one, and they infected each other. But none of this has anything to do with the actual variant sequence. And so I went to look and see whether they submitted the other family members or what the sequence is circulating in Quebec looks like. And it was very disappointing because, A, they didn't submit any of the other sequences of the family member or the traveler, even though this happened a little while ago. I mean, this was the collection date for the one they did submit was on December 15th. So, and they said that the patient the traveler, I think, tested positive on December 13th. And so they had plenty of time to do some of these other contacts, and they may have done them, but they didn't make them public. And then, unfortunately, the most recent sequence from Quebec is April. And so there are zero sequences from Quebec. It is it was submitted on August 18th, and it was collected on April 19th. So they did a lot of collections back in April, but they haven't done any, or they haven't done any that they made public since the 19th. And so they're basically flying blind. They really don't know what's circulating in Quebec. And my guess is there's a lot of variant sequence circulating there. And unfortunately, they're not alone. I mean, this is the 5th sequence out of Canada. The U.S. has a grand total of zero. And these other countries on the map, I don't know what the number is now. I think the number of sequences is getting close to 100. And so they're all over the world. And most of the ones all over the world are identified as passengers arriving. And most of the countries that have the passengers arriving don't really have up-to-date data on what's been circulating there. And most of these cases really are December collections, and they're towards the end of December collections even. And the number of sequences from people that didn't get off a plane in that time frame, that mid to late December, are usually zero. So other people that got off a plane in November and led to infections that people maybe are finally getting collected to be sequenced in December, they haven't even published those yet. So this result really highlights how poor the surveillance is, and the number of positives is going to go up dramatically, but in the next couple of weeks, I would think. But right now it's very lacking, and so the sequences that are being reported many, many times a day are interesting, and they show who's getting off a plane with the virus, but they don't really show very well what's circulating in the community. So I'll give some more updates. There were a couple sequences from India that were released today, a couple more from Italy, the third sequence in Sydney, and that was all this morning. And And so they actually, I just hit refresh, and there's two more from Australia. So there's three more from Australia. So these three are in addition to the one that was done earlier today. So there's three in Sydney, and literally while I was on the phone, this one's from Sydney, and this one looks like it's from Sydney. Yeah, so there were three when I started this call, and now there's six, all from Sydney. And it looks like this might be contact. One was a 52-year-old female. One was a 40-year-old male. And one was a 2-year-old male. So anyway, this virus is not just landing on their own planes. This virus is transmitting, and most of the world has no idea how bad it is, including the countries where it's transmitting, like the U.S., because they're really not doing sequencing. And sequencing right now is the only way you can determine whether it's a variant or not. So I'll give updates maybe multiple times a day, because like I say, these stories on the sequences are literally breaking as we speak.
All right, thanks for that information. We will do more updates later today on the sequences and the situation as it unfolds. Thanks for listening.